Good Monday morning. I'm Lauren Silverman of KERA in North Texas, in for host David Brown. It was a great weekend for Texas Rangers fans. We'll get to all the details in the roundup. Meanwhile, much farther south of Texas, a frightening scene in Venezuela. Authorities say 10 people were killed in clashes between protesters and law enforcement on Sunday. The president there, Nicolas Maduro, called elections to elect a constituent assembly. It would have the power to rewrite the constitution and much more. This, as one in four Venezuelans are unemployed, and there are shortages of everything from medicine to toilet paper. Maduro hailed the election as a victory and took a direct shot at President Trump.
Today, a spokesperson for the emperor, Donald Trump, said he doesn't recognize the results of Venezuela's constituent assembly election. What do we care what Trump says? We care about what the sovereign people of Venezuela think, the deciders, the voters.
Meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, said Maduro's sham election is another step toward dictatorship. For a look at how all of that is playing out, we turn to Francisco Minaldi. He's a fellow in Latin American energy policy at Rice University's Baker Institute for Public Policy. So tell us a little bit more about what President Maduro wants to do with this constituent assembly. What kind of powers would it give him?
Well, according to the Venezuelan constitution, this thing called the Constituent Assembly basically has powers above any established power, meaning that it can, you know, change the constitution, but not only can do that, it can rule over the country, it can dismiss the president, it can dismiss the current legislature controlled by the opposition, the Supreme Court, the Attorney General, whatever it wants. In fact, it can stay ruling for as long as they want, because theoretically, they represent the original power of the people. It's sort of like the, you know, the constitutional convention of the U.S. So that gives him broad powers. How he will use those powers is still not clear. I mean, they have threatened to close the legislature. They have talked about major changes in the economic model of the country to make it more state controlled and socialist. But it's not clear exactly how this will play out.
So we read earlier in the show the reaction from U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley. How is the rest of the community, the international community, responding to the vote?
Well, 12 countries have already said that they will not recognize this Constituent Assembly, that it's going to be considered illegal, and those include the most important countries in the hemisphere, you know, the U.S., Canada, Mexico, Peru, Argentina, Brazil, Chile. So only the strongest allies of Venezuela, basically Nicaragua, Cuba, and Bolivia, have acknowledged the assembly. Most European countries are also rejecting it. So this clearly makes Venezuela a very isolated country in the international community. And of course, now they face the potential economic sanctions from the U.S. on top of the already individual sanctions that had been imposed.
So do you think it's possible that President Trump could impose sanctions on Venezuela? And is that a good idea?
Well, you know, the White House said that they will impose some significant swift sanctions if the assembly was convened. So it's probable that this week we'll hear a significant announcement on that regard. Reuters and other outlets are saying that it's going to be first a progressive set of sanctions, starting with a ban of the exports of crude and products from the U.S. to Venezuela, because interestingly, Venezuela needs both refined products from the U.S. And light oil to mix with the extra heavy oil of Venezuela. That will affect the country, but not dramatically. There are other much bigger sanctions that the U.S. has in its sort of set of possibilities that include the banning of imports from Venezuelan oil to the U.S. and financial sanctions. If those were imposed, they will have a massive effect on the economy. The ones that they seem to be willing to do now are much less harsh. It is interesting, you know, Latin America and the domestic population in Venezuela has always rejected the notion of economic sanctions, particularly, you know, from the U.S. To any Latin American country. But surprisingly, you know, Mexico, Colombia, and Panama, a few countries have said that Canada, that they are supporting the sanctions. So it seems that at this point, the international community is so upset with the way the Venezuelan government is behaving, that they are willing to accept something that they have very rarely considered acceptable before.
That's Francisco J. Monaldi. He's a fellow in Latin American energy policy at Rice University's Baker Institute for Public Policy. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.